The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, my next guest says that Europeans want all of the consumer products, but none of the mess that goes with making them. While we want and expect our cities to be clean and attractive places to be, it may mean that we're falling behind economically. So the question is, should Europe be prepared to become more industrialised with all of the pollution that goes with it? Hans Larsen is an architect with OMA in Rotterdam, and he's on the line. Hello, Hans.
Hi, good morning, Claire.
Lovely to have you with us. And you say that industry, the smoke and the dirt and the noise of it all, it's something that has been framed as an issue that has to be overcome, and that may be a mistake. Tell me more.
Well, I think it's a very careful argument I have to make, because by no means am I saying we should bring back smokestacks and all of the, let's say, the dirt of Victorian age industry as we had it in Europe before. My argument is that while we live cleaner, greener lives in Europe, let's say, there's still a lot of industrial production feeding all of this lifestyle happening elsewhere. And that's been going on since the 1980s. And that actually more and more we see with the geopolitical fractures going on in the world, that we are a bit exposed to what's going on. And I think the most important would be to have a debate on how can we bring some production back in a way which doesn't repeat the mistakes that were made before.
So we've outsourced our mess, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you believe that the pollution produced by industry and the green policies and the will to have a clean, green environment in urban areas in particular, that those things can coexist?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's high time that we have a meaningful debate on the issue when we really think about how can we bring some industries back. And I think this is a discussion which needs to be had with every constituency, every country. Everyone should vote on how they best see that happening where they live. So it's not a blanket solution. But I think that exactly by bringing back industry with more stringent regulations, we will actually find more creative ways, novel ways to generate energy for the factories, and maybe also find new ways to even design our factories so that they don't look like necessarily the gargantuan machines of yesteryear, but rather something that fits more into our lives and our urban fabric around us.
And what is the advantage of doing this as you see it?
Well, I think that the advantage is, I think it should be clear almost to anyone opening the news in 2025, 2026, we see on the one hand previous alliances that Europe has entertained since World War II with the US notably, which suddenly become pressure points for kind of deals to be made with quite an impulsive president. And on the other hand, you see countries like China, which are flexing more and more of their muscle also, and are providing cheaper and cheaper products, which also kind of support our sustainable lifestyles. But we, of course, as Europeans, have to give up certain things in order to keep buying these products. So I think this is really a key moment to start thinking about how to do that. Mm-hmm. And that discussion, for that matter, is happening already in Europe at all levels, I imagine. But what I wanted to point out as an architect, as an urbanist, is that the space that's really needed for industry is actually much larger than what we imagine, no? In the sense that we're used to having maybe smaller bits of industry retained within our cities and our countries. But the space that's needed is actually far, far larger than what we currently imagine.
And wasn't it the case, certainly in the 70s and 80s, and perhaps even before that, that industry was moved out to the suburbs?
Yes.
In the Industrial Revolution, of course, it was all inside in the centre of the city, but then it was pushed out. Are you saying that we need to look at that too, that that may not be the place for this production to happen?
Yeah, I think really all options should be on the table. I worked actually some years ago together with a team that was bidding for the new St. James Gate site in Dublin.
Oh.
I think there you have a fantastic example of industry which has been present in the city for a long time, a significant industry in that, and which currently is exploring ways to bring back, well, keep some of the production, but also make it even more part of a living fabric in the city. With more sustainable methods for producing energy. I think they were looking at biogas and using district heating. So I think that you can, with the new technologies which we're starting to discover, it's a better time than any to bring back industry into the city. That being said, with the space required, I think that, again, all options are on the table, and it's still very important to consider using the suburbs, using the countryside for whatever might be most apt as the case requires.
Is it too late for this? Are we too far down the road of outsourcing our production to other countries? You make the point in the article you've written about this that 80% of solar panels are made in China. So how do we go about reversing that? And will it make a difference if we try to start in 2026?
No, I think it's not too late. Although, on the other hand, I think we need to feel a definite sense of urgency in order to do something about it. The irony is that I think it's still just 20 years ago, Europe was leading in terms of the development of solar panels. There was a town in Germany, Bitterfeld, which launched Solar Valley in the early 2000s, and they actually there developed some of the kind of key new technologies which have made our current solar panel revolution possible. And in the scarcely 2 decades since then, China has simply injected so much money, resources into it in order to have the lead that they have now. Of course, Europe is not China, but on the other hand, I think that does indicate that with, by putting our minds to it and by seeing it as a very important issue, the important issue that it is, I think we could be in a better place in a few decades.
But it's a mindset change, isn't it? Because we have been happy up to now to allow China and other places very far away from us to do the dirty work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a mindset change. And what I would like to point out as an architect is that we've really been living in a kind of paradigm where there's this kind of ideal of a pre-industrial Europe, let's say, kind of going back to before the factories came, trying to make things as green as possible, as vernacular as possible, maintaining these kind of cherished old streetscapes, landscapes. And that's all well and good, but at the same time, if we are serious about bringing production back to the continent and to Ireland and to anywhere else, we really need to, I think, have a sort of a change of mindset where we become familiar again with production closer to our daily lives. But that can also bring, also, of course, many benefits. Going back to St. James Gate, I mean, this was, of course, an important element in the social fabric, in the liberties, and in the cities, city around it. So I think that there are also some other positive sides to bringing back industry. And it's not only a kind of a challenge against pollution.
Hans, it's very interesting to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. That's Hans Larsson, who's an architect at OMA. Messages coming in. Hans is right on the money. Green can't be anti-growth. Some seem to want society to regress to some sort of pre-industrial commune. This one, though, human beings, especially those living in the West, are very greedy and want more and more stuff and more convenience and less hardship. And this demand has a hugely negative environmental aspect. Maybe consumers should exercise some personal responsibility.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.